Pastor Ed Brady, Christian outreach from Brady Ministries International, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, reaching worldwide with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to God's Promises. This is Pastor Ed Brady, inviting you to stay tuned for just a few minutes, and we'll unpack some promises that God has made to you. Promises like, God supplies all my needs from His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Or promises like, by His stripes we've been healed. This time, let's look at New Year's resolutions. And because it's God's promises, let's look at Bible-based New Year's resolutions, okay? This is a time for reflection, resolutions, new beginnings. May I suggest that this year, rather than focus on your body, focus on your spirit. We'll make spiritual changes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay.
We are created as a spirit, soul, mind, and body. So if we start first with the Bible, the Word of God, I think you'll have a more positive outcome. Since I'm a Christian, an ordained pastor, let's make our first New Year's resolution for daily Bible reading with a pen and a paper. Read your Bible with an eye open for scriptures that you can apply to your life. If you read the Bible and don't apply it to your life, can't do you much good. Write down those special scriptures that warm your heart. You'll find answers in the Bible. And the pen and paper? That's to write down the scriptures that speak to you. It's also to write down things like, I wonder if today's mail came yet, or I need to pick up eggs and bread at the store. You see, if you put those things down on the paper, you can do it after you're done with your Bible study. Another Bible-based New Year's resolution, in your quiet time with God, listen for God's voice. It's a small, still voice in your heart, not in your ears. Make notes on what God says to you and apply it to your life. Suggestion number three, thank God each day for the gift of life, knowing that today could be your last day on earth.
Uh-oh.
So thank God for every day that you have, and thank Him for sending His only begotten Son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that you and I can go to heaven. Another resolution that will have long-lasting effects, pray not only for your children, but with your children. I remember my dad used to kneel down next to my bed with me and say what he called my night-night prayers. Then I'd get into bed and he'd read me a child's Bible story. That's one of the reasons that I grew up to be an ordained minister. Another suggestion for a New Year's resolution, improve your active participation in your local church. No matter how much you love your local church, in the new year, let's move it up to the next level. A more active participation toward church than you have in the past. Another Bible-based New Year's resolution, let's be at church every time the doors are open so that we can hear the Word of God preached. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes from hearing, and what is heard comes from preaching the message concerning Christ. So every time that you have the opportunity, every time the doors are open, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, anytime there's an opportunity for you to hear the Word of God preached, be there. That'll help your new year go better. And remember, this year, you don't do your New Year's resolutions by your own power, but because you are a born-again, Spirit-filled Christian, call on the Holy Spirit. You have the power of the Holy Spirit within you to help this year's New Year's resolutions go a lot better than they ever have before. Here's another New Year's resolution that would help your pastor or the church secretary. Did you know that 80% of the work at the local church is done by 20% of the members? I believe that your pastor and your church secretary each have at least 50 things to do each month. Why don't you contact each of them and say, in the next month coming up, what's one thing that I could do to take off your plate and do for you here at the church? That'll bring a smile to their face. I'm Pastor Ed Brady. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, you could reach me by email, ed@edbradyradio.com, ed@edbradyradio.com.
Hi, Ed.
Thanks for listening to God's Promises, and thanks most of all for your prayers.
Contact Ed by email, ed@edbradyradio.com.